It's time for Graham Pascoe to play his morning music program. I'll start with this record.
So rare,
so rare,
you're like
so
the fragrance of blossoms fair.
So rare, so rare,
sweet as a breath of air. Fresh with the morning dew. You're like the sparkle of old champagne.
So rare, so rare.
Orchids in cellophane. Couldn't compare to you. You are perfection. You're my idea of angels singing the Ave Maria. For you're an angel. I breathe and live you. With every beat of this heart that I give you. So rare,
so rare.
This is a heaven on earth we share.
So rare, so rare.
Caring the way we care. Ours is love so rare. You have that something, that certain manner. You thrill me more than the Star-Spangled Banner. You stage a love scene so sweet and tender. And in that love scene I gladly surrender. So rare,
so rare,
to have a future like yours to share.
So rare, so rare.
Sweetheart, the way I care. We'll live a life so rare.
So rare, so rare.
The way we care.
So rare, so rare.
The love we share.
So rare, so rare.
Beyond compare.
Don Cherry was accompanied by the orchestra of Ray Conniff in that recording of So Rare, written by Jack Sharp and Jerry Hurst. The song was written in 1937. In 1957, it was a hit for Jimmy Dorsey. Yes, it's Graham Pascoe's morning music here for a couple of hours almost to entertain you with music. And I'll be playing recordings by people including Henry Mancini and his orchestra, Julie Andrews and Joe Loss, Perry Como and Dakota Staton, a couple of interesting duets from Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, and one from Doris Day and Buddy Clark. The American singer Pat Boone had her birthday on Saturday. The next recording you'll hear topped our hit parades in 1957.
On a day like today, we pass the time away. Writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love letters from the sand. Somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my broken heart aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
to me, I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream. A dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore's a memory. Please have them play it again, and I will remember just when I heard that lovely song
Janet Seidel and the Mellowtones, recorded in Sydney in 2001. I've heard that song before, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. That was preceded by Pat Boone's hit from 1957, or one of his hits from 1957, Love Letters in the Sand, written by Nick and Charles Kenny and Fred Coates. The next recording is a song which won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song in 1973. Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band was featured in many films, including one, I think, in the 1940s under that title, Alexander's Ragtime Band. But it wasn't an Academy Award-winning song in 1973. It was, in fact, introduced back in 1911 in a New York review called Friar's Frolic. Now, here is a song that won the Academy Award in 1973...
Baby, you're the best.
I wasn't looking. Somehow you found me. I tried to hide from your love light, like heaven above me. The man who loves me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight. Nobody does it better. Sometimes I wish someone could. Nobody does it. Whenever you hold me, there's some kind of magic inside you. It keeps me from running, just keep it coming. How'd you learn to do the things you do? And nobody does it better. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. Baby, you're the
Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Marvin Hamlisch, the American songwriter, in 1944. So the last two recordings were of songs in which he had a hand in writing. The first one, The Way We Were, written in 1973 for a film of that name. And it won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1973. Marvin Hamlisch collaborated with Marilyn and Alan Bergman to write that song. And he collaborated with Carol Bayer-Sager to write Nobody Does It Better. We heard Julie Andrews sing Nobody Does It Better. I'm Graham Pascoe, and the program is Morning Music.
Hon, put your best clothes on. It's time we were out and gone. I gotta show you that uptown cabaret. Say they got a band that has a master of blues and jazz. I gotta be there when they start to play.
Well, here we are, honey. We're up to that big cabaret.
Sort of kind of looks like it, don't it, Henry?
Yes, and you're going to hear a band which is out of this world.
Don't be telling me, don't be telling me.
I wouldn't tell you nothing different. You'll probably die, pass out, and swoon.
Well, if I does, I guess I die.
Oh, there's that rhythm, kid. Tell me, does he or does he not play that?
Lord, Lord. He is some sensation. Oh, hear that saxophone.
Now he's laying on that minor tone.
Lord, Lord.
Such sweet syncopation.
It makes you rock like a chair. Heats up the air. It is just like wine.
Quiver and shake when he plays that way. The wrinkles of your spine. Oh, hear that though. I don't think that man lives right.
Lord, Lord.
Listen to that rhythm, King.
Listen to the rhythm, King.
listen to him play that thing.
Ow.
Lord, Lord, he's some sensation. Listen to the saxophone.
Whoa, whoa.
Laying on the minor tone.
And what he
plays on the strings of that music brings tears to your eyes. It takes a hole filling your soul full of happy sighs. Pretty music so intense. Hold your feelings in suspense. Lord, Lord, listen to the rhythm.
Rhythm King, written by Joe Trent and Joe Hoover. Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys, Harry Barris, Bing Crosby and Al Rinker had fun with it in that recording from 1929.
Should I tell you? itty bitty poof, whampy itty fitty, and a mama fitty foo. Whim fed the mama fitty, whim if you ten, and they wham all over the den.
Stop, said the mama fishy, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies didn't want to be bossed. The three little fishies went off on a spree, and they swam right out to sea.
Stop, said the mama fitty, or you will get lost. But the fee itty fitty didn't want to be bossed. For the fee itty fitty went off on a spree, and they swam right out to feed.
Quee, yelled the little fishies, here's a lot of fun. We'll swim in the sea till the day is done. They swam, and it was a lark till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Whee, elder itty fitties, here's a lot of fun. He'll swim and defee, till the day is on. And they swam, and it was a lark till all of a sudden they saw a dark.
Help, cried the little fishies, gee, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam, and they swam back over the dam.
Tied the itty fitties, deal get the whales, and quit as they tud, they turned on their tails, and back to the poo and the meddy they swam, and they swam back over the dam.
Kitty Callan sang Should I Tell You I Love You. She was accompanied by Sonny Burke's orchestra in a recording of a song written by Cole Porter for a New York show called Around the World in 1946. And in 1939, Saxie Dowell wrote Three Little Fishes, Itty Bitty Poo. I enjoyed the recording by Glenn Miller's orchestra. Hope you did. The vocalists were Tex Beneke and Marion Hutton. Vera Lynn included in an album she made many years ago, a great medley of wartime songs.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephone. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemate to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the Army and not in a band. This is the Army, Mr. Brown. I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the Army routine. And every doughboy knows why.
and my heart's at the stage door canteen. It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today
for you, only the dream we knew, no other love. Watching the night go by, wishing that you could be. Watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Into I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love. In your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love.
Vera Lynn's melody of songs from the 1940s was followed by Perry Como, No Other Love, a song written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II for a New York show called Me and Juliet in 1953. I'd like to now remember a couple of birth anniversaries. Today's the anniversary of the birth of Dakota Staton and also Denise Williams. So I've chosen to play a couple of recordings which include them, Dakota Staton, and then secondly, Denise Williams.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and all so lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me. Not for me. I know that love's a game. I'm puzzled just the same. Was I a moth or flame? I'm all at sea. It all began so well, but what an end. This is that time affair that needs a friend. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot, and there's no knot. No, not. No, not for me.
Yes, it's over. Call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend. We knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over. The kicks are gone. What's the use of trying to hang on?
Too late to ever try again. Too much, too little, too late. Let's end.
Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, recorded too much, too little, too late in 1978. And as I said, today's the anniversary of the birth of Denise Williams. That was in 1951. And this day in 1932, Dakota Staton was born. She sang the Gershwin song, But Not For Me. Fred Astaire used to perform in New York before he moved to Hollywood in the 1930s. And his performances in the New York often were accompanied with his sister Adele. But they split up. She went to England. I think she married a member of nobility in England. And Fred went to Hollywood, of course, for a distinguished career. But they did perform together in New York in a show called The Bandwagon, for which the music was written by Arthur Swartz and Howard Dietz. I'm going to play now a couple of songs from The Bandwagon.
Goes very good with beer.
Oh, beer.
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking of life is dear. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Louisa. Louisa loves me. When we roll on the merry-go-round, I kiss Louisa. And then Louisa, Louisa kissed me. We were so happy and free. Oh, God, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Oh, when I choose them, I love a great big bosom. Someday Louisa, Louisa will be more than just a trial line to me. Louisa liebt mich. Wenn wir auf den Ringelspiel gehen, ich küss Louisa. Und mein Louisa, Louisa küsst mich. Wir sind so glücklich sind wir. Warum folg ich diese himmlische Louise? Will ich mich exkusen, ich lieb einen großen Busen. Mir sagen Sterne so ferne im Blau, dass ich nimm Louise zur Frau.
Fred Astaire was a star of the New York production The Bandwagon, and believe it or not, that was Fred Astaire singing I Love Louisa. The next recording of a song from The Bandwagon is not a vocalist by Fred Astaire.
Thank you.
in the dark, and it soon ends. We're waltzing to the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together.
Pathetic, tropical climate.
That was Sam Brown singing with the Orchestra of Ambrose, Dancing in the Dark, the second of the songs that I chose to play from the score of The Bandwagon. I'll be back to entertain you, and I'll introduce you to my singer of renown. It's a British singer, and not a singer that you might associate with being a singer of renown, certainly not in the category of the classical and opera singers that I usually chose to play in this part of my program. This is a singer who was a star of British music halls in years gone by, a singer of renown, and I hope you enjoy my choice of that. In the next part of my program, apart from my singer of renown, to whom I just heard, you'll hear recordings by Blossom Deary, Tony Bennett, another one from Johnny Mathis, one of my favourites. And if I have time, I'll play something from Jan Pierce, the great American tenor.